This is Mojo in the Morning. This is Mojo in the Morning.
Mojo.
It's showtime.
And the Rockets' red glare.
You're not being logical, is what I'm saying.
This is like an orgasm in a cup.
Good morning and welcome to the Mojo in the Morning Show. It's good to have you guys here with us. A lot of stuff today here on the show. Phone scams, senseless surveys, dirties, and lots of giveaways. Plus, two very tired members of the show as they went out last night to go see the Harry Styles concert, Ellen and Megan. And I can already tell that we're going to have some fun stories to hear. Because I was looking at Megan's Instagram feed, and you guys look like... First off, your seats were better than Ellen kind of made them out to be. Ellen made your seats out to be like bad seats. They were good seats.
They were great seats. And Harry Styles is kind of awesome. And the fact that like a lot of new artists aren't really doing these like massive stages to one end, where they're doing more like circular middle of the arena stages, so everybody gets a good view at some point.
Yes, and we need it of Harry Styles, don't we, huh? Is he as attractive in person as he is not in person?
More.
Really?
He's more attractive in person.
Yes.
Plus, because he has the circular stage, half the time he's staring at you, you get to stare at his face. Half the time he's staring away from you, and you get an equally good view. So, just pointing
it out. And the crowd was crazy last night. Were you guys part of the craziness, the hysteria, and screaming?
Megan and I are both in our 20s. We are young, and we felt so old last night.
I pulled a Larry David at one point and tried plugging my ears in the crowd. It was
oh my
so
gosh.
Loud. It was so much fun. But yeah, there was a point where I looked at Ellen and I genuinely like, I felt the screaming in my lungs. Do you know that? Like, I can feel it through my body. And I was like, I don't belong here.
I forgot what that scream sounded like with a year and a half of no concerts. Until I opened my Instagram stories last night and saw everybody at the concert, and I just forgot. Because even Billie Eilish this weekend, we saw her, but it was a mix of old and young crowd. It was casino gamblers. It was everybody. This was the first true, like, teenage girl concert we've had in a couple years, it feels like.
They scream loud, and they scream high.
Yeah.
Oh, so high.
So high. So high pitch.
I don't even know if Harry was singing, because I couldn't hear him in anybody's actual videos. All I saw... We're girls screaming.
Man, rightfully so.
I did learn one lesson, and it's that Ellen and I should have dressed up in costumes because a girl got serenaded for wearing a banana costume.
No way.
And
we
I was like, it could have been us.
Oh, that's so funny. I went out to dinner with my sisters last night, and we were in Ferndale, and there were so many tables of... like moms with their kids getting ready to like go down to the concert. And it was so funny because the moms were just sucking down drinks in preparation.
I was surprised at how many dads were there and how many dads were in the crowd like dancing with their daughters. Like it was so much dope. Fun mm-hmm. to watch.
That what? And the dads that were at the Tigers game clearly. And then when we left the venue last night, we're all standing outside waiting for their daughters who went to the Harry Styles.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea. I actually knew somebody that was going to take their daughter to their concert, and then they were going to go to the casino to watch Monday Night Football, to watch the Lions game, and then come back. What time did the concert end? What time did you guys get out of there?
After 11, which for me is so normal late. People's 3 a.m. So mm-hmm. We're here, and that's about as much as I can promise you today.
I don't think people understand the majority of the time I am genuinely asleep by 7 p.m. And I didn't get home until like 12:30 in the morning. I didn't fall asleep until around 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That's worse.
They're going to be giddy and silly this morning.
I got 2 hours of sleep in me.
So did you guys do it the way that you would normally do it, Megan, where you would prepare to leave like how you always say that you do when you go places? Or did you sit back and enjoy yourself?
No. This was fun fact behind the scenes. I really tried to take today off.
It worked.
And that didn't work out. So, full disclosure, I was not leaving a minute early from the show. I did not care.
Wow.
Did not
Harry Styles,
care.
The only person that can get you to stay till the last song of the encore.
Megan, the entire concert, kept saying he has a song from his first album called Kiwi. That's the name of the song. So good. And the entire show, it's not a hit. It's kind of a deeper cut. So you don't know if he's going to play it. And it's Megan's favorite. And the entire show, she was like, Kiwi's next. He's going to play Kiwi. He's got to play Kiwi. And the very last song, he just did Watermelon Sugar. And then all of a sudden, he does Kiwi. And Megan lost her mind in a way I have never seen.
I felt like one of the 17-year-olds.
It was
which is funny because a lot of the girls around me were like, what is this song? And I'm like, educate yourself, girls. Be a real Harry Styles fan.
Fake fans.
I've been around for 10 years. I'm old and disheveled at this point. Get on my level. And I absolutely lost it. I think I cried twice during the concert last night. I probably hit the floor when Kiwi started because my knees just buckled. Like, it was so worth it.
Does Harry Styles do any One Direction songs when he's...
Oh, he did What Makes You Beautiful.
Did he really?
Oh, did he?
Hell yeah. It was awesome. Wow. I mean, it was so good. It was just such a fun concert. And it was also like very universally... It wasn't inappropriate at all, but it didn't feel like a kid's show. Like, it was just a really fun show to be at.
Did your outfits work? Because I know you said that the girl in the banana costume. Yesterday, we did the whole topic of dressing to get noticed by the artist on stage.
I was trying to fall in love last night. I don't think you understand how much time and effort I put into looking good last night. Because it was a minimum of 3 hours. And I think Ellen, within 15 minutes of walking around in downtown Detroit yesterday, I looked a disheveled mess before we even got to the concert.
It was so humid out. Megan and I both straightened and did our hair, but we both have naturally curly hair.
Yep.
So I don't know why we did our hair in the first place. I was sweaty and gross by the time I got inside, and I was like, eh, well. I have just as much of a shot like this as I did if I looked good. So
what do you think you said there's a lot of younger girls that were there. What, like you saying high school or middle school age?
High schoolers.
Yeah. High schoolers. Mm-hmm. What do you think that they were thinking of you guys? Like, that would be a great thing to walk around and ask, can you guess my age and see if they can guess your age?
I'm not trying to hurt my own feelings.
Yeah.
No.
Somebody get their aunts.
There were so few people with alcohol. That's when I realized that we were old. Mm-hmm. And then I walked up to a girl to compliment her outfit. I was like, ooh, get up, girl. You're killing it. And she looked me up and down and was like, why are you talking to me? And I was like, I'm the creepy old lady. I am her.
I did tip the bartender very well last night because I was like, you're not getting a lot of business.
Hold on. Fred worked the concert last night. Are you security or an usher? What are you, Fred?
Main floor usher last night. It was absolutely crazy.
How can you even hear us this morning?
I had to go get my... What's that?
Exactly.
Exactly.
How was it for you, Fred?
18,395 screaming fans. I think I'll have to visit Miracle Ear this morning and get my ears.
Were there any fights? Because it's funny is that people automatically just assume that the fights only happen at rock shows or metal shows. But no, they happen at these shows. Girls fight with each other at these freaking shows.
There was none of that. No. It was just I've just never seen so many girls crying over an artist.
Really?
Well, two of them are 20-somethings that were in
the
crowd. So.
Yeah.
I only cried twice, sir, so thank you for that judgment.
Did you notice the two grandmas that were sitting together in, was a section, what were you guys on?
Something. We were the ones with our hands over our ears. That's how you could pick us
did
out.
You notice them at all, Megan and Ellen? By the way, did you see the picture on TMZ or the video on TMZ from our iHeartRadio Music Festival of the girls that are fighting during Olivia Rodrigo's song?
Oh, my God.
It's like the most perfect thing to have happen at a concert for Olivia Rodrigo because it could post as they maybe were fighting over a guy or something like that because of the song that she was singing.
I'll tell you what, that daytime concert was on a black asphalt parking lot in the desert, 105 degrees Las Vegas, and Olivia Rodrigo was the last act of a 7-hour, 8-hour concert, so I bet it could have been fighting over anything. It could have been
To me, it just looked perfect, though, because of the song. Because at the time that TMZ actually caught it, it was right at the time where, what the hell song was it? It was
Driver's License.
Yeah, it was
that pretty ballad.
You know
what
would have been even better is last night in the middle of Harry's set, he does a song called Treat People With Kindness. If some girl just threw a punch. In the middle of that song. I loved it.
I have to talk about this. A friend of mine works for Little Caesars Arena and said that because they were doing this concert, they were preparing for a bunch of people because they were camping out all day, I guess, all the girls were. So they added porta potties so that the girls had places to go. Last night they were taking the porta potties away when all the people were gone. Uh-huh. He said he was told by the porta potty company that they have never seen more of a mess in these porta potties than they have ever seen at any event that they've ever done before.
Like pee or poop?
No, he said poop. He said
wow, those teenage girls are going crazy.
He said that it was literally the dirtiest porta potties he's ever seen. And he said that the other thing is, and I don't know if this is something that goes on in women's restrooms too. Maybe listeners that clean women's restrooms can call and tell us. But he said that they would throw like their tampons and stuff just all over the place.
Yeah, that's been in music festivals. It's like a war zone. It's a crime scene in those. The things people do in there, it's like, we all have to be in here for 3 days, right?
I wonder how long girls were camping out ahead of time.
Oh, so long.
Yeah.
Because that was a huge open pit.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? So is it first come?
GA on the floor?
The floor was GA. Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Those girls, myself included, so don't let me say those like I'm criticizing. Those girls who love Harry Styles love Harry Styles. So you know that they were camping
out.
I wonder if they were there like overnight the night before.
Oh,
honestly.
For sure.
So you're saying that they're camping out long enough that they built up some...
They were camping out long enough that they were living on the Little Caesars pizza that they could pick up and carry over, which probably contributed. And yeah.
Oh, my God. That to me, that's not worth it. There is nobody in the world that's worth it for me to have to go poop in a porta potty.
I don't know, because Harry's not to be like a weird super fan, but here I am. He interacts with his crowd so much on a personal level that I would probably, if I had GA, fight to be there pretty early.
I would eat that man's shoe if he asked me to. I know. He's so beautiful.
What about the stuff in the porta potty?
We draw the lines.
Also, hot girls have stomach issues. Facts are facts.
Everybody knows that.
All right, there you go.